were teenagers, what did you get up to?
Well, again, money was always short, not just for me. I think it was short for everybody in those days. So you really had to make your own entertainment to a certain extent. And Green's Playhouse was the place to go to. Now, Green's Playhouse is in the Nethergate, and I think it's now Mecca Bingo or something down there just now. But it was a very grand old cinema. But when you used to go into it, the cinema was kind of upstairs, and down below was a thing called Green's Cafe. And that was where you always went after school. Well, Friday night, Saturday night particularly, Monday through to Thursday. Now, you kind of stayed in your own little midden heap and maybe went to the tennis courts or out playing football or something like that. But Friday night, Saturday night, everybody would meet down in Green's Cafe. Now, it's funny, I mentioned earlier on about the academies, etc. Each had their own sort of little domain, if you like. Right. Now, in the time that was speaking about, which is now by the mid-60s, cafes were the in thing. The coffee houses, little cafes. And there'd be a jukebox playing in the background. But funnily enough, the quirks of the law, they're not allowed. In those days, they weren't allowed dancing in them. They could play music, but they didn't have a license for dancing. Right. So that's that. So there was quite a few. Now, Green's Playhouse was, if you like, where all the Morgan folk used to go to. We used to tolerate the Harris coming along, sort of stuff, but it was really Morgan's area. Harris, when you went out the Perth Road, there was another cafe called The Rendezvous and The Underworld.
Yes,
and
Underworld.
Out there. And that, in actual fact, was where mainly the Harris went. But because Harris and Morgan always seemed to get on, you'd quite regularly on the Friday night and Saturday night see troops, and only would describe it, of folk walking between the two cafes. Yeah. You know, you'd buy a Coke because that was all you could afford. And one, you'd sit there for about an hour and a half with your Coke, and then you'd walk up to the other cafe.
So The Rendezvous?
The Rendezvous.
Where was the Rendezvous?
Underworld was out the Perth Road. Now, how would they describe exactly where it is? I can't remember. Top of, is it Johnson Lane? It's now a Chinese restaurant. I can't remember the exact names of it just now. But, and that was used to do the cross one.
Okay.
There was also the Harp. Right. On Arbroath Road, the Haparanda.
Yes, I've seen that's been quite, there's been some telly programmes about
that's that. That's right, well, the Haparanda was on the Arbroath Road. Now, funnily enough, although that was so close to Morgan, you know, when you basically right through Baxter Park, you were at it, it wasn't one that was used an awful lot by the Morgan.
Right.
Some used to go there, but not an awful lot. Most, I say, used to go down to the city centre.
And so what do? Can you describe what the place looked like?
Well, Green's Cafe, when you went into it, was just a pile of tables and chairs around it, but in a very grandiose surroundings. It was all marbled, the flooring was all marbled, etc. And that was the only way to describe it. When you went to the Underworld, you actually had to go downstairs and they tried to make it moody. I'm sure folk have seen the sort of London cafes from the 60s with the psychedelic wallpaper, this kind of thing. Right. That was what they tried to make the Underworld look like.